And moving along now, joining us on the phone, the esteemed Tyler Dietrich on the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380 FM 95.3. Tyler, it was my first time meeting you face-to-face this last weekend, but I think many of us can say in unison it was spectacular having you back in the house like it was old times. First off, the best day that you ever had in Everett, what was it?
I think that night we won. We weren't in Everett, but that night we won the Western Conference Finals in Kelowna.
Yep.
To go to the league finals was probably the best night with the Silver Tips. But I mean, there's so many that jump into my mind, and you know, I could go on for days telling stories about my time there.
At what point did you think that series was not over, despite how far down mathematically the Tips were for that entire series?
I don't know. We just had that kind of group that year that we were so resilient, and we just didn't care what anyone else said, really. We didn't care what the score of the game was, what the series was, who we were playing. We played and we competed, and we had leadership like I've never seen before, We weren't really looking at the score of the series when it was 3-1. We just kind of said, hey, we got to win a game, and it kind of built from there. And it was just amazing to see unfold.
Who set the standard? Who set the culture in the room that year?
You know, Brian Nathy was the first captain in franchise history, and I think he did a great job that year. But there was such a good core group of guys on that team. Jeff Harvey and that John Dahl brought laughs to the guys every single day. And I really think the heart and soul of the team was Mitch Love, who's just kind of continued that for years now with the organization, moving into a coaching role and kind of passing on his knowledge to the kids. He was kind of the guy that held everybody else accountable to play the right way and to follow suit. And on and off the ice, he was the guy that got us going.
What do you think about Mitch Law, besides that factor accountability that you could see? You know what, he's going to be a coach down the road, and he's going to be a good one as well.
Yeah, it's not surprising to see the success that Mitch has had, and it's kind of fun to watch. You know, there's a few guys from that group that have got into the coaching world, and it's good. We can always kind of catch up on things and share stories and share experiences. And Mitch he's done a fantastic job, and he's got his feet wet with Hockey Canada. And we're both kind of hoping that there's more of that to come so that we can cross paths down the road with that.
How do you remember the dressing room after Game 7 at Kelowna?
Well, it was pretty wild. I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of energy left. I remember probably being the most excited guy. I was out. I was having the concussion issues at the time, so I kind of had to sit on the sidelines of that one. But I remember just looking around the room and seeing a group of guys that were so exhausted, and they had literally given every drop they had, and the excitement and the amount of pride was incredible, but there wasn't too much energy left to spare.
Tyler Dietrich joining us here on the Silver Tips Hockey Show on Fox Sports 1380 FM 95.3, one of seven esteemed members of the Silver Tips alumni corps back in downtown Everett this last Saturday. What did you get the most out of as far as being around here for that night on Saturday?
Oh, I think catching up with the fans, who that core group of fans in the first year of the team, they became kind of family for us. Not kind of family, they did become family for us. And there's people that I sat with and chatted with that have been season ticket holders since day one, and they know all the teams and all the players, and I've kept in touch with a number of them. I wish I could be in contact with more of them more often, but mm-hmm. Life kind of gets in the way at times. But just to soak that in, to see people, to give some hugs and shake some hands was really, really rewarding. And it was an absolute blast being back down there.
How often could you skate around when you were playing here and recall seeing the same face in the same seat night after night?
It was unbelievable. I think every time we came out for a game, I could kind of glance around the crowd, and I knew where everybody was. I knew where they sat. I knew that they were there, and it's kind of the same way you check for your parents when they're in the stands. And you want to make sure they're in their seats before the game starts. You take a look around, and it on a Saturday night, it felt like I had 8,200 parents up in the stands cheering us on. It was something that I can't really describe. It was an amazing feeling, and it's such a good group that supported us no matter what. And I think that was a large part of the success that we had as a team, because we knew so many people were rooting for us.
What do you think feels the same being around here still with Kevin Constantine as a head coach as compared to when you played here about over a decade ago?
I just think the determination and the willingness that the coaching staff puts onto the players. One thing I learned really quickly when I played for Kevin Constantine was that he demanded the absolute most out of every single person. But he did that by demanding the most out of himself and by putting the work in himself, and kind of led in that regard. I had never seen such attention to detail and just work ethic as I did out of that coaching staff with Kevin and Jay and John. And the guys kind of, they saw that, they believed in it. And I see that now, the way the team plays, the way they compete. And I know they've been in a recent tough stretch here, but you know, that's part of it, and they'll be better for it. But the way that the guys buy in and kind of respect the coaching staff, it's fun to watch, and it wins hockey games.
Which former teammate do you wind up texting the most?
I don't know. You got me stumped. I'm trying to think of other guys. I don't want to forget anybody here, but yeah,
sure.
You know what? I'd say Lover, especially with the career path that we're on, would probably be the guy that I text more often. Riley Armstrong was in Europe playing, and
yep,
and now he's coaching. So I kept in touch with him a little bit here and there. Day to day, not really any of the guys. Like I said, life kind of gets in the way. But I from that first year, there's a bunch of guys that will catch up now and then.
What player would you want to skate with for just one more shift from those two teams you played with if you had one more chance?
Oh, my 20-year-old year, I played on the line with Zach Hamill and Brady Kalla. It was funny because at the start of the season, I was 20, they were 16, and I thought, oh no, I got to play with two young kids. And little did I know, Zach Hamill would make plays that I didn't even nowhere possible, and it was so much fun, the things that kid could do, and the creativity and the skill and the passing that he was capable of was probably the most fun that I ever had playing hockey. So I'd have to go with Zach on that one.
What's the best game you ever had as a Silver Tip?
The best game I think that I was part of was that first one. When we chatted in the intermission, I mentioned it. It was on the road in Kamloops, and unfortunately we lost, but the experience to be part of the first game that a franchise ever played, especially a franchise as top notch as Everett, it was special. The guys were proud, and we didn't really know what that season had in store for us, but we kind of knew it was a special group, and we knew we were going to do some special things. And I'd say that game sticks out kind of above all the rest, just in terms of the weight that it held.
Most rewarding thing about working for Hockey Canada, what is it?
Oh man, every day it's rewarding. There's such a broad spectrum of people and players that we get to work with, from the NHL guys to the junior guys. I worked the Deutschland Cup over with the Canadians playing in Europe. I'm involved with the sledge hockey program here, which is an amazing group of athletes and staff. It's just everything about the job is incredible. It's some of the best hockey people in the world and in all of their fields. And I learn every day. I learn something every day. I grow, and And, you know, it pushes me to be at my best every day when I come to work.
Did the two words ever, Silvertips, ever cross your brain the day of the gold medal game for the World Juniors with Carter Hart in net?
Oh, yeah, it sure did. It was a fun group to be a part of, and I loved it right from the start. I was excited that there was a couple active Silvertips on the team, and, you know, we definitely had a few conversations throughout the month there with those guys, and I picked their brains on how things are now and told them stories about how things were back then, and it was awesome. The only thing that didn't go our way was that final shootout, but I mean, Carter Hart put in a hell of a performance, and when it comes down to that, it's almost a coin toss, and we came up on the wrong end of it, but it was a great experience to be with them.
So it didn't surprise you to come back here and see more of the same from Carter Hart in that 1-0 win?
Yeah. And you know what? I was actually in the building on Friday night's game, and things didn't go too well, so I smacked him around a little bit before the Saturday night game and told him to smarten up, and I'll take credit for his shutout. That should go in my column.
Shared shutout here between Carter Hart and Tyler Dietrich. Now with Hockey Canada, we could go on and on and on. And I would assume that this last weekend, not the last we'll see of you for a while here, but you're already thinking about the next trip back down to Everett here?
Well, yeah. Like I've been telling everybody, it's been almost 10 years since I've been down in Everett, but you know, a big part of that was I was coaching in Europe for such a long time, and it's a little tricky to just pop in for a weekend when you got to take an overseas flight. But
yeah,
Now that I'm in Calgary, there is some downtime throughout the year when we're not in a major event, and it's a little easier to get down there. And I'm going to make a good effort to get down on a somewhat regular basis. And you know, I've got a family with me now, a wife and a little boy and a girl on the way, so everybody wants to meet them. So we've made it a priority at some point to get everybody down there, spend a little bit more time, and you know, kind of root on the tips. And it's fun to be part of that alumni group.
And with that, a chance to expand the family as well, which also means more multitasking for you as dad. But you're already off to some good starts here with preparation with Hockey Canada, I would assume, right?
Yeah, it's fun. Life sure speeds up when kids get thrown in the mix. But you know, like anybody with a family, I have to give a ton of credit to my wife, who kind of allows me to do what I do and allows me to chase this dream. I mean, there's so much travel involved in the job. There's you know, so much demand, especially during tournaments. There's a lot of time I don't get to see them, and I'm away, and the work that she puts in on the family end of things and to keep the house up and do all that, it's unbelievable. And I mean, she could easily pull the plug on what I'm doing and ask me to get a normal job, but it's fun. It adds to it, and it's rewarding when the kids get to come out and see what dad does around the rink. It's pretty cool.
Even families are a team, and a successful one right here. Tyler Dietrich, thanks for joining us, bud. We'll see you soon. Always appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me, and good luck down the stretch here.